lutho ngoba lalela yena ipurpose yakhe ba ebuya la uzama ukuthi kukhitshwe ama sanctions but ukuthi understand kahle kahle ukuthi why ama sanctions lawo ekhona oqaleni kumele enzeni sina yithina esikwazi ukuthi simtshele ukuthi ndoda abantu laba bakutshela straight ukuthi kumele wenze u-A lo B lo C wena you can't even do A usubhane even ama demonstrations elizweni i-constitution u-section 59 we-constitution uthi every Zimbabwean has a right ukuthi a demonstrate wena you have banned ama demonstrations and you know ukuthi that's part of indaba zama sanctions ama freedoms abantu they are being abducted sizosetshelwa so uzibani u-abductiwe uthunjiwe wafakwa asikwazi ukuthi kuphi o now useqhamukile asakwazi ukukhumbula ukuthi ube kuphi iviki eliphelileyo but all that shows ukuthi there's no longer a rule of law and part of ama-sanctions yizo zona lezi zinto i-corruption naw okay fine you created izek but izek yakhona is independent because right now izek sibonakala just as a tool that is used by e-government to go after ama-political opponents. You look at i-Gukurahundi, you look at all those things that should be spoken about as Zimbabweans, which is long as it is. If you do not engage, if uzobalekela ama-Zimbabweans with these concerns that want to bring them to you, ama-advisors, they are ill-advising you. Because even ama-billionaire, esiwaziyo, our stand njengawe mina ngakwa uflyer in a private jet it costs $35,000 per hour bazokutshela ukuthi hayi it's okay ngoba uTrump la ule private jet yakhe but what they forget to tell you what they neglect to tell you ukuthi America has 97% employment rate and iZimbabwe has 97% unemployment rate
ubona ingani utholile yini umbiko kulabana abakade betshengisela umbiko wokuthi kulabanye abamsolayo
no umbiko uvele uyawazi from the onset ngoba impi yokulwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe yimpi evele ibikhona even esaseyena esaseyisaro kamgabe besivele impi le ikhona ngoba iproblem ekhona is not just abe umnangako is systemic iproblem ekhona is the fact that i-ruling party itshela yona ukuthi vele yiyo and abanye abantu and ngembono yabo is not gonna count sesibona even abomthuli Ncube educated people sebegqoka isikafu siyazibuza ukuthi kanti uNcube kutshisa kanje usegqoka isikafu usesithi bamberile zanu is supposed to be a technocrat and is supposed to be somebody o understandayo umkhonomo weZimbabwe ukuthi ubi kanjani ukuthi awulungise uzolungisa kanjani sisithi pamberile zani
uzamphambanisa yini emsebenzini wakhe kumbe hhayi umuntu wonke unelungelo lokuthi asekele ingqeyiliphi
bani uyabona ukuthi I think i-problem isla eZimbabwe and sesiyibona even lala e-America ikuthi it's very difficult to differentiate or distinguish between umsebenzi weparty nomsebenzi kahulumende uhulumende ngowabantu bonke uhulumende akusuwe phathi and abonqube they should know ukuthi bona basebenzela isizwe seZimbabwe baqashwe ngabantu ababhadala i-tax ukuthi bahola abonqube not the other way round iZimbabwe i-government well we know ukuthi ruling party is on but once usuphakathi kumele ube kwazi ukuthi usisebenzele umphakathi wonke isizwe sonke awusasebenzeli nje izandla